Let's start over. My name's Colin Mansfield. I'm a 16-year-old guy. I live in Idaho. And yeah, I'm a podcaster. I'm also a blogger. I started a blog about 2.5-3 weeks ago called Ground Shaking. I dubbed it The Journey, Thoughts, and Musings of Colin Mansfield. And basically, I've just been using this blog as a place to store my thoughts. A place where, you know, people can come, they can comment, they can check stuff out. But it's more an area for me to communicate. Obviously, I do want to hear back, but I'm not dependent on others' feelings. And that's really what I want this podcast to be. Only I want to take it a step deeper. I think sometimes when you're actually listening to the person talk, you get different things out of what they're saying. You know, when you read something by yourself, you've only got one point of view. You've only got your own. You know, the way you read something does affect what you actually understand from what you're reading. And I think it's different with listening, because you get to listen to what the person's actually saying. So that's kind of what I want to do with this podcast. The reason why I'm restarting, I have three other, you know, whatever they call them, casts, I guess. I don't know. I'm new to this whole thing, by the way. But the first one was called Well, First Off. Second one was That Guy. And the third one was called The Holy Spirit, Go Clean Your Room. Those were three posts that I put on my blog. I kind of use them as, you know, testing things to get this podcast up and running and whatnot. But yeah, this is really the first podcast. Those other three, I was reading the posts, and you know, that can get a bit dull. I understand that. You know, you hate listening to a guy trying to describe a comic strip, and that's kind of what I felt like I was doing. So I want to take this a step up, and I want to be real on here. That's really been my aim of my blog, is to be 100% real, to be a person that others can relate to, because I take down my boundaries. You know, each of us has walls that we put up. Something happens to you, you put up a wall so that it doesn't happen to you again the next time around. What I found, and what you may find in your life, I don't know, but what I found is that when I take down those walls, those barriers, I get to connect with people in ways that I've never even thought of. When I take down my walls, they start to begin to take down their walls. And it's really quite cool. So that's kind of what I want this podcast to be. That's what I want it to look like. If you do have any comments or want to, you know, say something or talk more about something that I've said on here, hit up my blog at groundshaking.blogspot.com. Again, that's groundshaking.blogspot.com. I feel like I'm leaving a voice message, right? Yeah, my phone number is, you know, and there's always that guy that's like, let me say it one more time. You're like, yeah, dude, I know, I can rewind the voice message, come on. Like I said, I'm a 16-year-old guy, and I do want to make a difference in the world. That's what I put as my podcast description. You know, society tells me every day I'm not good enough, smart enough, or old enough. But regardless of what they think, of the lies that they tell me, I will and always will be a ground shaker. Now, let me go into that term a little bit, ground shaker. That may sound kind of like, you know, I was thinking one day trying to figure out what would be a clever and somewhat witty blog name. Ooh, I could use it for podcast. Oh, I know. No, that's really not where it came about. Ground shaking refers to what I believe is my purpose in life. Yeah, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy statement, I know. Yeah, I think that ground shaking refers directly to my purpose in life. If you're listening to this, you might not be a Christian. That's cool. I am. You're listening to my podcast, so you know, if you're not a Christian, you can listen to my cast with a grain of salt as you choose. But I am blatantly Christian and sometimes bluntly. So you know, feel free to comment on that or talk to me about it. Yeah. So where was I? Oh yeah, earthquake. Ground shaking. Excuse me. Actually, I will. I'll go with earthquake, because that's really what I define my purpose in life as. Is I want to be, I am, an earthquake for Christ. It that spun out of a whole slew of events that happened. It actually is on my blog. I keep, you know, check out my blog. I feel like the you know, like the Coke sponsor guy, where, you know, I'm sitting there talking to my girlfriend on the TV while I'm drinking a Coke, and you're like, wow, I wonder who sponsored it. That's actually the case in The Day the Earth Stood Still. That movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's the new movie that just came out with Keanu Reeves and what's his name, Will Smith's kid, and they use Windows Vista all throughout it. And I'm like, I wonder where they got their money. But anyways, yeah, so I address this whole, my whole story in my blog. It's the second post. I think it's something like, okay, I'll share the gory details with you too. Something like that. It came out of a whole slew of events. And basically what I landed on, I was challenged by a couple people to define what my purpose in life is. Not my, you know, like, what's my purpose for today? What am I, you know, I'm going to go put up Christmas lights, or, you know, I'm going to go make a new friend. Nothing like that. In life as a whole, what has God put out for my purpose to be? And as I thought about it, as I mulled over things, I came up with the ripple analogy, actually with a couple friends helped me along, and also stuff at church that I'd been hearing. I came up with the ripple analogy. I like that analogy because it's, you know, one thing dropping, a water droplet into water, and it affects the entire pond. And so I adopted that. I said, I am a ripple for Christ, and that was good. But it never felt 100% there. It was like I was missing something. And I didn't know what that was until I actually talked to one of my mentors. His name is Curtis Barrett. I talked to Curtis, and he actually wrote a letter to me. And in it, he addressed my ripple analogy, what I had dubbed the ripple, you know, the ripple effect, or I'm a rippler for Christ is what I said. And he challenged me and said, listen, I don't think that analogy is all the way there. I think the concept is good, but the analogy isn't sufficient. So what he challenged me with was, he said, Colin, I don't think you're a ripple for Christ. I think you're an earthquake for Christ. And that really hit me. It was like, whoa, you're totally right. An earthquake. Because as a ripple, you know, affects things, it makes its mark and then it disappears to be forgotten. Whereas an earthquake affects things all around and people never forget when it hit. And granted, earthquakes are oftentimes destructive and they get a pretty bad rap, you know. I think that an earthquake used correctly can be a tremendous thing, can be one of the most beautiful things. So I don't know, maybe that's taking the analogy a little too far. Maybe earthquakes are never beautiful, but I think you get the point. So I'm to be an earthquake for Christ, and that feels 100% there. I've done, you know, lots of prayer on this, and if you're listening, you might be like, whoa, this guy is weird, but get used to it, right? That was kind of mean. I apologize if I offended you. But I really do want to hear what you guys have to say. So check out my blog, check out the podcast. I'm not sure how often I'm going to be doing the podcast. It's not going to be like a weekly thing or bi-weekly, or I'm not going to commit to anything, but I do have some stuff to say, and I do have some interesting ideas I want to throw out there for everybody to consider. So I think that about does it for this roundabout. Again, I'll point you to my blog, http://groundshaking.blogspot.com. This is Colin Mansfield. And I hope you have an awesome week.